This week's mailbag comes to us from Kate from Facebook. On May 23rd, my husband and I talked to our real estate agent about possibly selling our home. We had no intention of an immediate start. Our agent told us the market was hot and now was a great time. 40 minutes later, our home was officially listed. 6 days later, it was posted on MLS with professional photos and a video tour. Today, 6 days after that, we have a contract on our home. 12 days. I am just awestruck. I have never finished the 100 days prior to this. I have one-year-old twins and a four-year-old. I am the poster child for survival mode. But the main areas of our house have slowly been tackled over the last 4 years. Lisa's podcasts were my original nesting buddy. We cleaned out the hot mess room when the quarantine started. When I was on bed rest with my twins, I did the entire binder series. That household reference binder had everything my agent needed to get our house listed ASAP. All of her questions were answered. I just handed over the binder and focused on cleaning up our house. We sped through the 100 days. We cleaned all of the areas of the house, purged at least 16 garbage bags full of items and clothing. We actually cleaned and organized in the process, and it's all about making moving easier. And yes, our garage was full of baby gates and baby toys and a full-size play kitchen, but we weren't throwing random crap into every nook and cranny we could find. I didn't realize what an impact everything was having. Every 100 days, I would tell myself, this time I'm going to make it through all 100 days. And then I would get really disappointed when I got derailed early on. I was not an organized child. I was not the tidy spouse. I have learned to organize. I have learned the joy of a completely empty kitchen counter. It really is a mindset shift and practice. I am honestly still in complete shock that my husband and I got our act together enough to pull this off during a quarantine with both of us working and keeping our kids entertained. But 4 years of 15 minutes a day, even if it was inconsistent, makes a huge impact over time. So stick with it. I promise you this works and it will change your life in an amazing and unexpected ways.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Oh my goodness, you guys, I was going to start this podcast by saying, have you ever had something that you've wanted for a really long time and you've waited so long for this magical day to happen, and then when you get to it, it's nothing like you thought it would be? And then I thought, Lisa, everyone is experiencing that this year. You are not a special unicorn because you aren't having the book launch day that you were expecting to have. Like, everybody is having the same experience that I am having. And I have waited way too long to record this podcast episode for you. Literally, my audio engineer is like, where's the podcast episode? Mary's like, where's the podcast episode? So she can do the blog post. And I'm like, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to record a podcast to say, I'm launching a book on Tuesday. I have no idea what it's going to look like. But that's the truth of the matter. I'm launching a book on Tuesday. I have no idea what it's going to look like. Every time I email my editor or I ask my team, we're like, this would be great. And then we just look at each other like, how are we going to do that? So I'm going to tell you, I know the next week is going to be absolutely fantastic and magical, and it's not what I had planned, and it is, I have no way to planning, like planning isn't even a thing, but I still know that it is going to be amazing, and I am just taking a deep breath and trusting that there are going to be surprises I don't even know about, that the book launch is going to be able to impact more people than it would have if this book had not been launched during a pandemic. I mean, what other choice do I have, right? So I'm super excited to announce, as you already know if you've been listening to the podcast, that The Paper Solution is going to be available starting on Tuesday, August 4th. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you who have placed pre-orders. I am blown away. At the time of this recording, we're at 3,200 pre-ordered books, and I know we're way beyond that because I haven't gotten an update in 5 days, and it's still 10 days from when you're going to, that update is 10 days from when you're going to hear this podcast. Thank you so much. Pre-orders mean so much for the publisher, and especially today, as booksellers aren't able to buy as many copies, like, you know, everything's been turned upside down. So your support, especially in this time, is humbling, and I'm amazingly grateful for it. For those of you that pre-ordered 5 books, which was crazy and so much fun, we already had our virtual paper organizer retreat, and that pre-order is obviously already done. But I have a special surprise coming to you. I was able to order full color book plates, like, and I hand signed them all, and they should be in the mail, and you should get them. As long as if you purchased something else and we've shipped you something in the past, that means I have your address in Infusionsoft, and I was able to surprise mail those out to you. So fingers crossed, all that got shipped out on Tuesday, and you're getting little surprises in your mail today. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, not only for having purchased so many books, but also for giving them away, for giving them to libraries and hospice centers and family and friends and people in need. Like, just thank you, thank you, thank you for spreading the message of the paper solution. You know, I talk to a lot of coaches, and a lot of people will look at our business and how Organized 365 is growing, and we're not a unique unicorn, but we are unique in the fact that it is hard to give a referral. It's hard for you to say, oh my gosh, you should listen to the Organized 365 podcast. Like, you should get the 100-day home organization program. I know you already say that, and thank you so much for doing it, but it's not always as well received as you intended, right? Like, I'm sure you're like, oh, you should listen to the Organized 365 podcast. And people go, are you saying I'm not organized? I'm like, no. No, no, no. I'm just saying I like it. She's funny. You might like it. So it's not always well received when you share something that is self-development and self-improvement like Organized 365 is. So having committed to buy 5 copies of the paper solution is just, I'm just amazingly, amazingly grateful for that. You may be saying, wait, what? I didn't know they were going to get signed book plates. I want to order 5 books. I want to get a signed book plate. Well, no, I can't go backwards and do things backwards. But there is still, if you're listening to this in real time and it is not August 3rd yet, you could still pre-order 1 copy. And if you pre-order 1 copy, we could pull all of those people. Also, when you turn in your receipt and you magically get to watch the video of me showing you the slash pockets that are in my Sunday basket, well, when we capture your email there, I have a list. And all of those people are being sucked out on Tuesday morning, and they're going to go into this random generator thing, and we are going to have winners of a raffle. Now, I'll tell you some of the things are going to be in the raffle, but I don't know, there could be more because this is a last minute idea that we have. But that's how you get in the raffle. When you're seeing the raffle on Tuesday and I'm pulling people's names out and these are the people who are winning, or most likely we're going to press a button on the computer and it's going to tell us who won whatever I'm talking about. It is for people who have pre-ordered the book. So if you have not placed a pre-order copy yet, please do that. And then just go back to organize365.com/book. And at the bottom, it says, enter your receipt here, and when you click that button, it will ask you to email us your receipt, and then you will put your name in, and all of a sudden, you will be entered into that contest. So, what are some of the things that are going to be in my raffle? It's not a huge raffle, but I do have some really, really fun things in there. So we're going to do an Austin Fowler bag, and oh my goodness, Steph from Austin Fowler reached out months ago, and she was like, I would love to give you a bag for your book tour. I was like, thank you so much. I picked one out. She gave it to me, and then we canceled the book tour. And I'm like, I don't know. We're going to leave our houses someday, right? 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 So I'm going to show you how I was going to pack that bag and how I was going to use it. And then she is so generously also giving away that same exact bag, which is gorgeous. I can't wait to show that to you. Maria Desmondi, who was on the podcast last Wednesday, I ordered one of almost all of her books, and I'm giving away a complete Maria Desmondi library. So someone is going to love that. Angela Watson has been on the podcast before, and she will be on the podcast next Wednesday. She has the podcast Truth for Teachers, and she has a 40-hour teacher work week Club, and she is giving away a membership to the club. And then I will be raffling off 6 different complete Sunday baskets, 1 of each color. So all of those things will be raffled off on book launch day. So book launch day is Tuesday, and normally there are like a whole litany of things I would do. And right now, the world is closed. So I'm creating some fun. And I also told the team that they are allowed to create fun and not even tell me what it is. I said, I'm available all day. Vanessa wanted to schedule something. So she was talking to Pat, and Pat said, I don't know, but there's a gigantic red block on the entire day, and it just says book launch day. She has nothing planned for the entire day. I am available. I'm available for social media. I'm just available on book launch day for whatever comes my way. So I had a local company buy 50 copies of The Paper Solution to give away at their shredding event. Thank you, Wealth Crest. And so Joseph Beth Bookseller said, oh, you can come down anytime to sign your books. I said, great. Can I come down on August 4th? They're like, sure. I mean, anytime you want to come down. I was like, great. I'll be there at 9 a.m. So at 9 a.m. on August 4th, I'm going to go to our local bookstore called Joseph Beth, and I'm going to pretend like I'm doing a book signing, even though I'll be wearing a mask and no one will be with me and they're going to put me in a back corner. I'm just going to pretend. And Vanessa's coming with me to take pictures and put it on Instagram. So I'm going to do a book signing without people on book launch day. And then I'm coming back to the office and the warehouse, and we are going to have a party of some kind. I have no idea what it is, but we're going to do something fun. We're going to do these bonus raffles, probably like between 11 and 1. I don't think I'll be able to be live for 2 hours, but then again, I might. You know me. So around 11 to 1, I'll probably do those raffles. And then I don't know. Like, I don't know what else we're doing on book launch day. I just know that my calendar is wide open for any opportunities. I do know a couple of things that have been scheduled. Wednesday the 5th, so next Wednesday the 5th at 7 p.m., virtually, Joseph Beth will be doing a virtual, it's not a book signing because I'm not signing anything, but it's like an interview the author thing that will be on the web. So as we get more details for that, we will put the notes here in the show notes. I don't have any more information to give you. And then Thursday at 8 p.m., I will be live and doing a virtual book author thing at 8 p.m. for the St. Louis County Library. So that'll be Thursday at 8 p.m. And also Thursday all day, like my publicist said, save the entire day. You're going to have a satellite radio tour. I have no idea what satellites. I have no idea what radios. I just know that my whole entire day is blocked off for like, you know, like, I don't even know. I don't know a single thing I'm doing on that day. I just know that the entire day is blocked off for media. And you may say, this is the most pointless podcast I have ever listened to by Lisa in my entire life. Well, I agree with you, but I am excited. I kept saying to Mary, I don't even know what to record in the podcast. She's like, just record that you don't know what to record. Like, just give me a podcast. I'm super excited about the book, The Paper Solution, coming into bookstores. I'm super excited about people getting their paper organized. I do not know what book launch week is going to look like. I've even looked at other people who've launched their books, and it's just different. Like, it's just totally different, you guys. And I guess the whole point of this super short podcast is that even me, I am an uber planner. I can't even tell you how many meetings I had with my editor and the PR person and my agent. And I was like, we're having another meeting. And we get on the meeting. And an hour later, I'd be like, okay, we still have nothing. Like, I mean, they're doing their job. They're obviously getting me all of these interviews and everything. But I don't have an actionable list to do. Like, normally, book launch week, there would be so many things that I, as a book author, would be doing. And I am just practicing being available for the opportunities that are coming. So maybe that's what we could take away from this podcast. Maybe you two just need to be available for the opportunities that are coming. Like, when you're listening to this podcast, I'm literally sitting in my house by myself for the 7th day now while my family is off in Florida because I did not want to be quarantined. If that was going to be a possibility, there's a suggested quarantine in the state of Ohio, but not a mandatory one at the time of this recording. Who knows what will happen in the future, right? And I didn't want to have to quarantine and not go down and do my fake book signing event for myself at Joseph Book. So I stayed home. Like, I stayed home and I didn't go on vacation. And I'm just sitting here so that I'm available for the possibilities. And you might be doing the same thing. Like your family might be sending you pictures of the ocean and babies that you want to be holding and things like that as well, and saying, okay, we don't understand why you're doing what you're doing. And I think, I'm not fearful of the coronavirus or any of those things, but I just know that we are all making choices today that we don't know how that'll affect our future. And we're also trying to do these life events, these exciting things that have been being planned for more than the last 6 months, that we've been planning for, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, that are finally coming to fruition. They're going to look different, but they still can be amazing. They still can be exciting. And I know I'm more excited for book week, for me to see how I'm going to be pleasantly surprised and how things are going to unfold even better than they could have if I was in control of planning them. And I'm just going to hold on to that. Thank you so much for your support of The Paper Solution. We'll be back to a regular podcast next Friday. I'm just going to go dream now. And I hope that you will dream too about how your dreams can still come true today during this unusual time. They'll just look differently.